Last Wednesday, you said your government was committed to providing subsidised antigen testing. And yesterday, we had the Minister for Health saying he's ditching plans to subsidise antigen testing because the markets have solved the problem for you. But the price of antigen tests in many places is still anything up to €8. So, Taoiseach, do you acknowledge that families struggling, that this is out of their reach, particularly if they have three or four children, if they want to follow the advice of government, which is to use antigen testing? And do you believe that it should be made convenient, accessible and affordable for those who are asymptomatic? So can I ask you, do you believe that €5, €6 or indeed €8, which are charged in many outlets, is unaffordable to those families? And what are you going to do about it?
First of all, I think €2 to €3 is the cost now in quite a lot of multiples, and I'm not going to name them all, but it's not €8, Deputy, and you shouldn't be putting that out there as a kind of an average cost. It's not
by any...
your colleague was asked on radio...
Can we do this through the chair, sorry?
Through the chair.
Because we're going to try and keep to the times.
Yeah, the cost is, as I say, the government working with the multiples down to €2 to €3. The Deputy Opposite's colleague was asked, had you costed your scheme, which was a free scheme, I think you were advocating a free scheme. It's what, €500 million a year, €500 million. So there's the choices. We're giving out free antigen, but over 100,000 close contacts have received it. Over 130,000 in the agriculture sector have received free antigen when required in the serial testing. 22,000 in third level colleges have received free antigen testing. 8,000 yesterday in schools. We're averaging out 4,000 a day in close context, free antigen testing.
What's affordable?
Thank you, Taoiseach. Partly on lockdown.